Attorney General John Ashcroft announced today that 20 Justice Department lawyers and other staffers will be dispatched to Florida to monitor next month's election. With several other groups also planning to send monitors, Florida is preparing for intense scrutiny. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Ashcroft was responding to a request from Florida Secretary of State Jim Smith for help in the coming election. Smith had expressed frustration that despite new laws and new equipment purchased since the 2000 election fiasco, last month's primary was marred by equipment that didn't work, poorly trained poll workers, and once again, a drawn-out recount. Jorge Martinez is a spokesman for the Department of Justice.
In light of what happened in the state of Florida during the primary elections of this year, and the Attorney General's emphasis on integrity in the voting process, we have committed resources, not just in Florida, but nationwide, to protect voting rights and prevent election fraud.
In a letter to Smith, Ashcroft said he would send lawyers from the Civil Rights Division to Miami-Dade County, Broward County, Osceola County, and others to monitor the election process. The department's National Institute of Justice will also provide up to $100,000 for training and technical assistance in order, according to the Attorney General, reduce the need to have election-related disputes resolved in court. Moreover, across the country, each U.S. attorney will be designating a senior staff lawyer to monitor elections in the regions and respond to complaints. Justice Department monitors won't be the only ones keeping an eye on Florida. This week, Miami-Dade County commissioners voted to put the spotlight on the county themselves by hiring the Washington, D.C.-based Center for Democracy to monitor the upcoming election. The center more normally monitors elections in emerging democracies like Russia and Nicaragua. Jimmy Morales is a county commissioner who pushed the proposal.
If inviting an independent, experienced monitor to come down will instill some confidence in the process and, in, more importantly, in the outcome in those groups, then I think it's worth it.
Alan Weinstein, the center's president, said Miami's invitation initially caught the group off guard.
It was an extraordinary surprise because, of course, this had not been done before. A group that had monitored a number of international elections, as our group had in this hemisphere and in Eastern Europe and elsewhere, suddenly to be asked to take a look at an election in the United States. It was a great surprise.
The group will be sending down a team of experienced monitors and technical experts before the election. And they won't be alone either. A broad coalition of civil rights groups working under the moniker Election Protection has enlisted hundreds of volunteers and dozens of lawyers to help voters on Election Day. Sharon Pacheco, a Tallahassee activist who is coordinating that effort, says voters are warily watching to see what's going to happen November 5th.
Now, at this point, if there's another election debacle, you know, I hope somebody goes to jail this time. And, you know, this is not the first time America's ever voted. So I really don't have a lot of tolerance or understanding for any further mistakes.
Florida Secretary of State Jim Smith doesn't think there'll be any mistakes. In a letter released today, he said that he appreciated the monitors from the Justice Department, but that he's confident the election will go off without a hitch. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.